Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You won't often catch her wearing a tiara, but Shamika Copeland was officially crowned the Queen of the Blues at the Chicago Blues Festival last year. It's a title that had previously been held by the legendary blues singer Coco Taylor, a mentor of Shamika's, who passed away in 2009. Shamika Copeland's latest album is called 33 and a Third, and she's here, along with guitarist Arthur Nielsen, to play a bit of it for us today in the Soundcheck studio. This song is called Lemon Pie.
Train left the station, I didn't climb aboard. Price of the ticket was too much to afford. And I saw that politician, I know you know his name, waving from the window of that gravy train. Lemon pie for the poor, lemon pie for the poor. That's what we're working for. And I hope you weren't expecting more than lemon pie for the poor. I'm hungry for a job. I'm hungry for a meal. I'm hungry for the good things I'm too proud to steal. I'm barely getting by. I'm doing this and that. Why people up top keep getting fat. Lemon pie for the poor, lemon pie for the poor. That's what we're working for. And I hope you weren't expecting more than a little old piece of lemon pie for the poor. Teeny weeny itty bitty piece of man, piece of lemon pie for the poor, 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 poor. Life is just a coal mine, you're shafted every day. The boss man must have never heard that Lincoln freed the slaves. So you keep on working, your face against the stone, while others get the steak. You get the bone. Lemon pie for the poor, lemon pie for the poor. That's what we're working for. I hope you weren't expecting more than a little old piece of lemon pie for the poor.
Lemon Pie, Shamika Copeland singing live on Soundcheck, Arthur Nielsen playing guitar, and kind of an update on Let 'Em Eat Cake, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
A little lemon pie for the poor. There's a surprisingly long tradition of politically themed blues, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think ever since the very beginning, folks, you know, were talking about what was going on. You know, I think it's more about telling stories. And if that's what was happening, that's what they were talking about. And that's what I'm all about. It's what I'm trying to do, is tell the stories, tell what's happening now in 2012 and how a woman like me feels about it. And, you know, I think everybody gets the idea that I'm pretty PO'd.
Now, although you grew up in Harlem, you're living in Chicago. Did you have much Occupy movement in Chicago?
Yeah, no, I got to see it here in New York because I come here quite a bit. I got to see it here. Not so much in Chicago. I'm never home, so but I got to see it here. And yeah, I mean, everybody's expressing their opinions in different ways. You know, you got the Occupy Wall Street people, you got Tea Party people. I mean, everybody has their own way to express what they feel about what's going on in the world. And this is my way. You know, I feel like people came here for the American dream, and well, our ancestors came here for the American dream, and I think those who have passed on would be pretty upset about the fact that you can't get a job, you can't buy a home, and you can't just do the little simple things that they work so hard for us to be able to do here in this country. So
now your dad was also a blues musician.
Yes,
he was a guitarist.
Yeah.
Would he have sort of shared this sort of political bent? Did you pick this up from him?
My daddy was so innovative. I mean, ever since the beginning of time, that's what he talked about. I mean, I still do a song to this day called Ghetto Child that he wrote, totally political song in ways. I do it every show. It's a pretty popular song for me to do at this point. So he was innovative in the sense that that's exactly what he did.
That's Johnny Clyde Copeland, Shamika's dad. Who passed away in the late 90s, 97. Mm-hmm. Did you start by singing with your dad? Was that your first experience of the blues?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was, a baby, 3 years old, my dad would sit around the house playing a guitar. And that's pretty much how I started.
And your mom would be like, will you shut that noise?
Exactly. In fact,
really?
I was a very noisy child. I was a very noisy baby, and I was a very noisy child. And my dad would say to my mom, just let that girl make noise. She'll sing one day. And he was right, apparently, because that's what I'm doing.
But now, this was in Harlem where you grew up, right?
Uh-huh.
So how much of a blues scene, I mean, how much of a blues scene was there?
I grew up in Harlem, right smack dab in the middle of the hip-hop era.
Hip-hop, yeah.
So everybody else was listening to rap and things, and I just fell in love with the blues. I did. And there were some rappers doing some cool things. I mean, they said it's like a jungle. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. That sounds like the blues to me. I can put that in a blues song today.
Well, you think of Grandmaster Flash and The Message.
Exactly,
what is that?
Exactly. So, they were pretty much rapping the blues during that time. There were a lot of great great rappers. So I grew up with all that around me, but I kind of marched to the beat of my own drum when I was a kid. I was listening to, Coco Taylor Records and Gate Mouth Brown and people like that. So,
now, Coco Taylor was the queen of the blues until she passed away.
She's still the queen of the blues as far as I'm concerned.
and you were crowned queen of the blues at the Chicago Blues Festival last year. How big a deal is it, not just to get the title, but to get it, to inherit it from your mentor, from Coco Taylor?
It was a huge honor, I said this before. I got to know her. I got to know her as a person, the woman behind the queen. And, she came to my house and we ate meals together. I loved her. She looked after me. She just opened her arms up to me and let me on in and treated me like another daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I'll always be grateful to her. And for people to think that I can fill those shoes is, that's an honor. But she's the queen of the blues as far as I'm concerned. She'll always be my queen.
Now, Coco Taylor's daughter is the one who actually crowned you?
She crowned me at the Chicago Blues Festival.
So there is a crown.
There's an actual crown. And then I got an official proclamation from the city and state of Illinois, city of Chicago. Mm. So pretty cool.
Nice. Shamika Copeland is with us on Soundcheck. Arthur Nielsen playing guitar. The new album's out. It's called 33 and a Third. Performing for us here in the studio today. You want to do Mississippi Mud next?
Yes, sir. Ree Bobby. This song is another political song, you could say, because it's about folks being closed-minded and stuck in the mud so much so they can't move forward. So we're going to do this one for you.
Thank you.
What a moon it was dancing, sliding across the water, tugging on the heart of a poor man's daughter. The mud, it felt so cool, from her toes up to her knees. Sad old bird singing up in the trees. She tried to save the moment, but the moment it was gone. Now she's gotta find herself her own sweet song. Mississippi mud, Mississippi mud. Don't you get stuck in that Mississippi mud. Heard a young man playing on a tune from back in time, on a rusty piece of wire, and it sounded all right. He was singing about old juke joints and little country stores, playing with that feeling all we all heard before. And you know he sounded sweet underneath the Delta sky, but he never even noticed the world had passed him by. Mississippi mud, Mississippi mud. Don't you get stuck in that Mississippi mud. Keep it in your soul and feel it in your blood. But don't you get stuck in that Mississippi mud. That Mississippi mud. That mud feels soft, that mud feels smooth, but stay too long and you can't move. You can't move. No, you can't move. Jukebox in a junkyard down by the levee with 145s, all so heavy, like a tabernacle filled up with the Holy Ghost, who wandered down from Memphis to the Gulf Coast. But you won't hear any music if you drop a quarter in. The grooves wore out and there's nothing left to spin. Mississippi mud, Mississippi mud. Don't you get stuck in that Mississippi mud. Keep it in your soul and feel it in your blood. But don't you get stuck in that Mississippi mud. But don't you get stuck in that Mississippi mud. That Mississippi mud.
Mississippi Mud, a live song once again from Shamika Copeland with Arthur Nielsen on guitar. Bluesy, but also kind of funky, you know, it's got a little bit of that contemporary sound to it.
Yeah.
And referencing not just music, but records. You talk about 145s. I assume you're talking about, you know, singles,
yeah,
and not,
yeah,
like bullet casings or something.
That's my next album, 45, and then 78. We're gonna keep this theme going here.
Going backwards, yeah. Through the technologies. You're going to end up with like with Edison cylinders.
Way we're going, 45s will come back. They brought it back LPs.
Well, now, the album is called 33 and a Third. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are you a big vinyl fan? Do you have a large collection?
I don't. I wish I had a bunch of vinyl. I wish I had all the ones I used to buy when I was a kid, man. That was like my favorite thing to do. Go to the record store when I got my allowance and go buy, you know, vinyl. I loved it so much. And I hate that there's a whole generation of kids that are going to miss out on doing that. But
it's,
now
it's
that it's coming back,
yeah.
It's coming back. I hope it does. I'm also 33 and a third, so
uh-huh.
It kind of works, yeah.
So it's a moment in time.
It
it's sort of a document of you at this point in your life.
Yes.
And, I mean, just to sort of go back to something you were talking about before, growing up in Harlem as a fan of the blues in the era of hip-hop, what is the current state of the blues, you know, in a country where hip-hop is still, like, one of the dominant musical styles of our time? Is there room for the blues? How much are you hearing?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. Blues is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only 33 and a third, but the one thing I know is that since I've been doing this, and it's probably been about 20 years now I'm doing this, I've seen a whole lot of people come and go, and you know what? I'm still here.
What about
it's got staying power.
Are there other people of your generation? Are there other 30-somethings and 20-somethings who are keeping this
there
tradition?
There are. There's plenty. Mm-hmm. There's plenty. I do know Chris Thomas King. I just did a show at the White House, and I did a song with Gary Clark Jr.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's younger than me. You got Trombone Shorty. He's in his 20s. He's doing it.
Great musician from New Orleans.
There's a
yeah.
bunch of young people that are embracing this music. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's going to be my job and my focus to put it back on the forefront where it should be. You know, there's no reason for it to get treated like the bastard music when this is where everything else comes from.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason I mentioned Chris Thomas King, of course, is he's a guy who sort of blends the sounds of Southern hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
With a very, at times, very deep in the pocket kind of blues, mm-hmm. you know, looking back to people like Son House and stuff like that.
Definitely.
We say blues as if blues is one thing, but there's a lot of different types of blues, aren't there?
There is. I mean, it's all the blues, but everybody has their different take on it, depending on where you come from. You know, you got your Chicago-style blues, and folks in St. Louis is doing something different. Folks in New Orleans is doing something different. You know, everybody's got their own take on it. Like me, I come from a father who's a Texas bluesman.
Uh-huh.
You know, my mom's from North Carolina, but I grew up in New York City. So I got all that. I grew up listening to all that Southern soul, blues, gospel, country.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a very urban feel to my music as well. So you just kind of put in there everything that you like and everything that you're all about within your music.
And being as deeply invested and involved in the blues as you are, can you now hear the blues in other forms of music out there?
Oh, God. It's stolen in pretty much everything. Yeah, everything. All different types of music you can hear blues.
You've covered a Bob Dylan song. He has such a vast catalog of songs, and some of them obviously related to the blues and some of them not so obvious. What appeals to you about I'll Be Your Baby Tonight?
Well, it shows my vulnerable side. I do have one occasionally. And it's like an adult lullaby. I love that, and I appreciate him. He's one of the great songwriters out here. There's a whole lot of people out here who think they can write and call themselves songwriters when they're just people who wrote songs, whereas he's a real true songwriter, you know, great songwriter, and it's gonna go down in history books as such. That mockingbird's gonna sail away. We're gonna forget it. That big fat moon's gonna shine. Shoes off. Do not fear.
Bob Dylan's I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Shamika Copeland, the queen of the blues. Is there a king or a crown prince of the blues?
Well, B.B. King is the king of the blues. Now, of course.
Are these lifetime appointments, or do you have to, like, stand for election every year or two or four?
You know, I have no idea.
They gave you the crown.
I try not to think too much about it, you know. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And hopefully I'll be around here when I am 80 and we'll be having this conversation. And I say, well, I held on to it.
I'll look forward to having that conversation with you, Shamika, when you're 80. At 33 and a third, she's just put out her album called 33 and a third. Shamika Copeland, thank you so much for being
thank
with us on
Soundcheck.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for having us.
My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? My baby. To meet him at the station.